Yellow.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here. Can I have your first and last name?
Yes, my first name is Maury, last name Fernandez.
Verify your shipping address for security of the account.
Again? I gave it to the first lady. I need to give it to you again, ma'am?
Correct.
9 Corralitos Lane, Nogales, Arizona, 85621. Just to let you know, I'm also recording this conversation.
Okay, one moment.
Hello.
Okay, I've located your account for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership and a tackle bag. Looks like your account has already been canceled. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm wondering why yesterday you guys tried to take out $39.99. It was rejected from the bank. And then today you guys took out $29.99, saying that I gave you guys permission to take this money out to join this club. For the tactical bag that I got sent. It's not a backpack. It's more like one of those little waste bags. So, again, why am I being charged for this? And then the lady said that they can't give me my money back, but she was willing to give me 35% of it back.
Okay, so when you ordered the tackle bag on November 2nd, you paid the shipping and handling for the product. Looks like you also automatically signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership.
I did not see any of that in the first time. I did not see any of that. If that would have been the case, I would not have ordered anything from you folks.
Where they give you 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer
Gadget Club.
Ma'am,
I don't care for any of that. I just want my money back. Now, like I said, this is being recorded. Next call that I'm calling is Chase, and I'm going to put in a fraud report. So, again, I want my money back.
Which is an online web store, you'll receive that $125 gift card each month you enroll as a member, and it's actually $67.32 a month. Now, the charge that was made today for $29.99 is the discounted rate for the $67.32 charge for the actual membership. Now, that charge on your account is considered valid due to it being an after-trial charge. It does show that the agent you spoke with did offer you a courtesy refund of 35% for the charge.
Okay, so all I need to know, instead of reading more of this stuff off your computer, am I going to get my money back or not? Because, like I said, I'm calling Chase next, okay? I will let them deal with you folks, okay? So, am I getting my full refund back or not? That's all I need to know.
Okay.
I don't want any of this stuff. Hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, I'm waiting for my answer, ma'am.
Well, I was waiting for you to finish talking, sir, because I can't talk while you're talking. Okay.
I'm done. I'm waiting for you, ma'am.
Okay. So going to your credit card company won't help you with the charge because your credit card company does have to contact our company first. We do provide them with our legal documentation of our terms and conditions along with the information on the account. Your bank cannot override terms and conditions, therefore they will hold you responsible for that charge. And this company does win majority of all disputes filed against this company due to our legal documentations of our terms and conditions. However, I can issue you a courtesy refund of 50% of the charge, and it takes about 3 to 5 business days to go back on your card.
So at first the lady was willing to give me 35%. Now you're giving me 50%. What's stopping you from giving me the whole 100%?
Oh, because the charge is valid. The most we will be able to do will be a 50% refund of the charge.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. That's what I needed to hear. I'm going to call the bank no matter what, and I'm going to take it from there. Thank you very much. You have yourself a good night.
Okay.